This chant means Dalai Lama stop lying in Tibetan. Trouble has been brewing since the 1996 ban by the Dalai Lama against praying to the protective divinity Dorje Shugden. In January, the Dalai Lama stepped up his enforcement by denying ID cards to anyone refusing an oath to forsake the ritual. Sadar opposes the Dalai Lama's actions.
Without this ID card, we cannot talk to other guy. We cannot buy shopping and other store. That broken family and problem and students and he got and benefit, everything. It's divided in Tibet people.
A nun with the Buddhist name Kelsang Parma, Helen Gradwell, is a spokesperson for the Western Shugden Society.
We're here to demonstrate against the Dalai Lama, to ask him to stop lying and to give religious freedom to Buddhists. He comes to the Western countries, talks about love and compassion, religious tolerance, religious freedom, and yet within Buddhist circles, he's ostracizing and persecuting 3/4 of Tibetans in exile. We sent letters, we made requests to meet him, he never replied meaningfully. So therefore, we're out on the street hoping that through these demonstrations, we can encourage him to have a mediated meeting with us and find a common, peaceful solution.
Across the street, a young Tibetan who came from India disagrees.
They are Buddhists, but most of people, they are foreigners. And they don't know about the freedoms of religious. They are getting support from the Chinese government. They have the same ambition against His Holiness Dalai Lama.
But for Star Sandal, who prays to Dorje Shugden, the issue is definitely one of religious freedom.
The identity card is very similar to back in the early days of Nazism. You swear this oath that you'll never say this prayer, never associate with Dorje Shugden practitioners, who may in fact even be members of your family, never give them aid or food or kindness in any way. That's a government imposing faith on people. What it looks like is that he's trying to get rid of all of the long lineages of Buddhism that are handed down from teacher to teacher and meld them all into one religion with him at the political head.
Indeed, the Dalai Lama is not the leader of any of the 4 schools of Tibetan Buddhism, and according to Lucy, his actions are creating deep religious divisions.
Even amongst the Kagyus, the Karmapa school, they've had their own problems with the Dalai Lama because he elected a different leader to the one they chose. This practice belongs to the Gelugpa school and was practiced for centuries by even the Dalai Lama's own teachers. There's very clearly evidence of persecution, segregation, ostracism. Recently, for example, they built a huge wall in Ganden Monastery to divide one set of monks from the other. And they built this wall so that the followers of the Dalai Lama wouldn't have to even see the other monks anymore.
For Tinesha Bowens, a member of Fight Imperialism Stand Together, which sponsored a separate demonstration, the issue is not about religion.
Before the Chinese Revolution, the Dalai Lama was the main leader of Tibet under a feudal system. The Chinese liberated Tibet from its feudal leadership, and the Dalai Lama and his informal government, which was never democratically chosen, was pushed out of Tibet in order to solidify the freedom of the Tibetan people. At that point, he was backed by the CIA, and so he's always been a political figure. His religious leadership has really been a guise to hide behind in order to oppress the Tibetan people.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.